we live close to Suitland Parkway, where they took the president, you know, by road into Bethesda Naval, into Bethesda Hospital. How close were we to the car when it went by, slowly? I could reach out and touch it. Never forget what I saw. And we saw, there were some other we were young, it was an apartment complex, and there was a lot of young mothers that did the same thing. It wasn't dark, but when the procession came from Andrews Air Force Base, we could see lots and lots and lots of cars. They had lights on, which was unusual because it hadn't got dark at that time. I saw the grey coffin, and Jackie Kennedy sat one side of it. She sort of sat up. Her hair was just hanging, you know, like she had that, like, flipped hairstyle, you know what I mean? And she had her head sort of bowed, and she still had the same pink suit on with the little dark collar, and you could see the blood on it. I suppose that's what surprised me more, because you would have thought they'd have changed her. And I'm sure it was Bobby Kennedy, the other side. I was not even 20 then, and I'd just had my second baby. The next day we drove. The people that were waiting to go into the Capitol Rotunda to see him, amazing. It took us ages and ages just to drive along the line of people. There were children, there were people with walking sticks, there was people with crutches, you name it. The people that wanted to see him in the Capitol Rotunda, that's where they laid him to rest. Everything was just so serene, you know, just like, we can't believe it. We just can't believe it.